on Power 98. And for today's Heroes Not Zeros, it's Ega Tang here in the studio with us, Sonia, Hubert and Jamie. He is an award-winning TV creator from Singapore, and he's just made a film. It's a self-funded, non-profit documentary feature called I Hugged the Berlin Patient. And Ega, thanks for being here with us once again.
No problem.
What is I Hugged the Berlin Patient all about?
I Hugged the Berlin Patient is really just a story about hope and spontaneity.
So how did you feel when you finally found the Berlin Patient? Because the movie sort of documents you trying to hunt him down, trying to track him down, trying to find him, right? So when you did meet him, what was that like for you?
Well, without giving too much away, it was very serendipitous the way it happened. It felt like something wanted us to meet him, even though a lot of obstacles were put in our path. And when we finally did meet him, I think I got, as you probably see, rather giddy.
Okay.
And also very excited, and as in the same breath, a sense of peace, I guess.
Wow.
Just from meeting a person who is walking the ground, and he's alive, and very few people talk about him,
right?
But he's there.
Yeah. Once again, if you're just joining us, the Berlin Patient is the first man cured of HIV.
Yeah, and here's the thing, okay? As a guy, I'm listening to what you all have said so far, and I smell a conspiracy theory brewing. You know, this is the first man to survive the AIDS virus and no one knows about him.
He's hiding. He's being, like, swept under the rug.
Well, there is a small conspiracy theory that pharmaceuticals do focus a lot on HIV prevention as opposed to HIV cure.
That's right.
But that being said, the Berlin Patient's case has opened up, more eyeballs to AIDS cure research.
Yeah.
So it's an uphill task,
but
he has started the ball rolling.
So I have one more question for you. This movie seems like a very personal project for you.
Yes, it is.
Because it also recounts your struggle with cancer and you beating cancer, right? But what is it that viewers can get from the film?
I think viewers would definitely find it's not heavy. Mm-hmm. It's very lighthearted. Mm-hmm. It's quirky. It's got this spontaneous energy that, because it's so unplanned, we didn't know anyone in Berlin. We didn't know the language. We still don't.
Yeah.
And it's self-funded. So we could have stopped any time. So that idea of being just doing something without guarantees, I think that's always exciting, especially for a Singaporean. Because we're also, we need to have, things that are structured.
That's right.
And, guaranteed. So that on its own would be very enjoyable. And then, of course, the themes of hope.
Hope, of course.
It's very admirable that this is self-funded. It's a non-profit documentary feature. And you did say that you don't want to make money out of this movie, which is why the premiere of the movie is a charity one. Mm-hmm. So log on to ptix.com, go to Cathay. That's what you can do as well. Net proceeds from both the charity premiere and theatrical release will be donated to Action for AIDS for its programs on AIDS care, education and advocacy. And that is why, Ega, you are here and you are our hero, not zero.
That's right. Thanks so much for joining us today,
Ega. No problem. I'm not sure whether I'm a hero, but yes, I try my best to spread the word of hope.
On the Power Breakfast Show, at least.